Guys?
What?
I think we're lost.
No, don't say that.
I really don't know where we are. I think we lost the signal.
I thought that the thing that you had, it worked. What happened?
No, I don't know.
No, don't say that.
Please.
What was that noise?
Oh, if you're listening to this, please tune into WONY 90.9 FM.
Oh my God!
Please. No!
I'm Jose. I work construction. My day starts at 4 a.m. Life's tight, but I eat right by choosing one day a week to prep multiple meals with healthy recipes. Then I freeze the extra. I save money by bringing lunch to work. Then dinner is already made. Life just got easier, and I have more time to spend with my family. To learn how to eat right when life's tight, visit snapedny.org to learn more.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to this week. On Monday, November 10th, join the Counseling Center for Coffee with the Counseling Center, happening from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. in Hunt Union by reception.
On Monday, November 10th, from 9 to 10 at the Waterfront, go see Chuck's Comedy Club with Kenny Mock.
On Tuesday, from 3 to 4 p.m., join SUNY Oneonta for a Veterans Day celebration in the Waterfront in Hunt Union.
On Tuesday, November 11th, from 5:30 to 7:30, join the SUNY Oneonta Badminton Club for a badminton singles tournament in which the winner can get a $50 Amazon gift card.
Also happening on Tuesday, join SUNY Oneonta for the Red Dragon Reading Series in the Martin Mullen Gallery in the Fine Arts Building. This will be happening from 7 to 9 p.m. As always, join Activities Council for Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. in the Red Dragon Theater.
On Wednesday, November 12th, from 5:30 to 7, join women's basketball as they take on Hartwick at Dewar Arena. And right after, stay to watch men's basketball also take on Hartwick from 7:30 to 9 in Dewar Arena.
On Thursday, check out the book drive from 2:30 to 5 p.m. in the Fitzell Lobby.
On Thursday, November 13th, from 6:30 to 8, join Hooked on Tonics for their coffee house, $4 entry fee at the door, in the Hunt Union Water Room.
Also happening on Thursday, go see the Mask and Hammer Theater Club's production of Scampino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. Find tickets online on Campus Connection. On Friday, join OK Crew for their K-pop dance workshop. This will be happening from 4 to 5 p.m. in Fine Arts 103.
On Friday, November 14th, from 6 to 7:30, join the Physics and Astronomy Club for a public observing at the SUNY Oneonta Observatory happening at College Camp.
Also happening on Friday is Mask and Hammer Club's production of Scapino, happening from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater.
On Saturday, November 15th, from 7 to 9 at Dewar Arena, come watch men's basketball as they take on Wheaton College from Massachusetts.
On Saturday, from 8 to 10:15, join Activities Council for their showing of Saturday Soundscape, Madonna Sticky and Sweet Tour from 2015. This will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater. Lastly, on Sunday, make sure you check out Mask and Hammer's production of Scapino, happening from 2 to 5 p.m. in the Goodrich Theater. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. For more information about these events, check out Campus Connections. Have a great week and keep it locked, everyone.
Good morning, radio world out there. How we doing? DJ Nos from R2 here. Friday, we got, I don't even know what date it is. November 14th, we rocking and rolling. Our dean, Janine Minjay, is going to be on in about 10 minutes or so. She's going to be joining me for this this wonderful morning. I had a special guest, Randolph, pop in today. I'm going to schedule a time with him to get him in here on the show. So going to start you off with some James Brown today while we wait for the dean to enter the building, y'all. Happy Friday. I hope everybody's having a great, great, great day.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing. I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man. Moving, doing it, you know. Can I count it off? One, two, three, four. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
on the scene.
Get on up.
I like a sex machine.
Get on up.
Wait a minute. Shake your arm. Then use your palm. Stay on the scene. I like a sex machine. You got to have the feeling. Sure you're born. Get it together. Right on, right on. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Ga 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 blind, my sin a row. Tree blind, my steer they go. Marching down the street, single file. To a calypso beat all the while. They're looking for the cat that swallowed the rat. They want to show that cat the attitude of tree blind mice. Here and there, tree blind mice everywhere, searching all around for the cat. All over Kingston town, pit-a-pat, they got the carving knife to cut the pussy cat's life. The puss will get that knife for trifling with tree blind mice. So beware, tree blind mice, watch your step. Tree blind mice, deadly mice. Tree blind mice, where they go. Tree blind mice, what they do. Tree blind mice, body mice. Tree blind mice, deadly mice.
How we doing this morning? DJ Nuss for Mark, too. Still waiting here on the Dean a little bit. I had a couple songs. That was the title track for the James Bond theme Doctor's movie, Doctor No, right? The first James Bond one to come out, plus Three Blind Mice from there. I've been kind of just playing. Before that, we had James Brown Sex Machine. And then Make It Funky Part 3. Who knew how many parts? How many parts are there of Make It Funky? Oh, whatever. It's amazing. Cool. Going to check out some Beyonce right now while we still wait. And hope everybody's having a great morning. Remember, today is at from 6 to 7:30. I believe unless the weather says no, you can go up to college camp and... we have one of the largest telescopes, I guess, in New York State, and you can go and there's an observation going on tonight, once again, from 6 to 7:30 at College Camp, and you can go see Saturn and some nebulae and some other amazing things that exist out there in space. Madness. Here's some Beyonce for you.
Nothing really is, but things that stay the same, they have to change again. Hello, my old friend. You change your name, but not the way you play pretend.
myself clear. Can you hear me? Or do you feel me? Taking up space. Salted tears beyond my gaze. Can you stand me?
something into the microphone.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome back. DJ Nosferatu, rocking and rolling. And we are here with our fantastic Dean Janine Minjay. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Awesome. And it's been awesome. I've had the privilege of getting a lot of guests on recently, and last week I had the provost on, or this week, actually, on Tuesday. It's hard to remember what day we are at this point in the semester. And next week, Alberto's on.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, so, but today we have you, and this is such a treat for us. So what I like to do is kind of, when everybody's first on the radio here, is kind of talk to you about your existence from when you were born to now, and this doesn't necessarily have to be about your what you do for a job, but just right. Kind of as the person you are, and if you give us a crash course of your life here, and then we'll chat about it as you start talking.
Well, I guess I'm now a wrestler from the way
you are a wrestler. Yeah, exactly. No, it's awesome.
Oh yeah. Something to aspire to, I think.
Yes.
Let's see. From birth to now, I am one of five kids. I grew up on Long Island. My parents are...
What part of the island?
I'm from Coulter Harbor on the North Shore.
On the North Shore.
Okay. Right between Nassau and Suffolk County.
Okay. So it's like up the
Billy Joel has an album about it.
Oh, really?
Coulter Harbor.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
He lived down the street from us.
Oh, did you ever see him?
My mom loved to see them in the grocery store. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Christy Brinkley.
Yeah, that's right. That was in the 80s,
oh,
right? Uptown Girl.
Yeah.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
So one of five kids, the fourth of five. So I think I was, you know, I had a lot of training from my elder sisters. I was always in theater and the arts growing up, but also loved to play sports. So I was on the soccer team and lacrosse team.
Okay.
And then went to college in Virginia, so I can say y'all.
That's right.
With the accent. And then I was in...
Where in Virginia did you...
Harrisonburg, Virginia.
Harrisonburg. Is that the... What was the college? Was that
James Madison.
Oh, James Madison. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's a great school.
Go Dukes.
Yeah, go Dukes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there I actually... That was my first foray into creative writing, and so I didn't start the literary journal, but I was the second editor of something called Sister Speak, so that was really fun.
Okay.
Did a lot of...
And what was that? What did that entail?
Poetry, photography, and editing journals from student work.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Really fun.
Yeah.
And then we did like live poetry readings and would work with the musicians to be there. It was just always really fun, collaborative, arts-based stuff.
Nice.
In college. And then master's in San Diego. PhD in Florida. Got out really fast after 3 years. Went to California. And so then I was in Los Angeles for 16 years at Cal State Northridge in the Valley. But I lived in Topanga Canyon, which is where a lot of really cool musicians would hide out.
So wait, let me backtrack just a teeny bit. San Diego,
mm-hmm.
right? University of San Diego?
San Diego State.
San Diego State. Did you go to Tijuana?
Yes.
Just had to ask.
Come on, Tijuana was fun.
Come on.
We could just walk across the border if we wanted.
That's right. So wait, so you went from there to...
Florida.
Florida. So where in Florida?
USF. So South Florida and Tampa.
In Tampa. Okay. And that was a doctorate?
Yes.
That was your doctorate in?
Communication studies.
Communication studies. With a concentration?
In performance art, performance studies.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you went back to L.A.?
Yep.
Going back to Cali.
Yeah.
Going back to Cali. Cali.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you were in L or close to L.A.?
Los Angeles is a huge county. So
yes.
It's kind of like if you'd pick up New York City, moved it over and dropped it in California. That would be L.A.
Yeah, I've been to L.A. And I will say also this while we're here right now. I have to thank the school and you and our department chair, Dr. Joe Pignato, for aiding in my trip to California, L.A., to go to the NAMM. Show in January, and I want to thank you and the school and Dr. Pignato for helping me out with that, because I'm very excited. This will be the third time that I'm going.
Oh, and good.
And I love L.A. I try to go every couple of years. It's one of my favorite places to be in the world.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun.
Cool.
There's a lot of, I mean, you can just drive down one block, and it's a whole new cultural environment.
Yes.
It's really awesome.
I love, and the food.
The food,
and the food is where it's at. And here's a, just... In case, I don't know if you knew this or not, but I talked about this the other day with somebody on the radio. Or maybe it was on the radio or not. Yeah, it was. Alice Cooper, who's from the area. And I believe it was in the 80s, maybe 70s or 80s. The Hollywood sign was dilapidated, and a bunch of people bought the letters. I don't know if you know about this, but... Individual people own the Hollywood letters.
I did not know that.
And they are responsible for maintaining them. And I believe Pat Boone is one of them, but Alice Cooper owns two of the letters.
That's incredible.
So just to
did he get to pick the letters?
I don't exactly know. You could probably go on there, go online. I mean, I remember watching some videos on it and reading about it, but it's very interesting.
I want the W.
I want the W. Yeah. Who wouldn't want the W?
I don't know.
That's okay, so L.A., you're in L.A., you said 16 years?
Yes.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah, really great community in Topanga.
Topanga.
Canyons. It's right near Malibu. It's on the edge, so you could go north and be in the mountains, or north and be in the valley, or you can go right down the hill to the water. But the fires just really ravaged most of that area, so... I was there recently for a conference for our NASAD accreditation for the arts. Arts, and actually drove the PCH, the Pacific Coast Highway, and just looked at the absence of what was there. Like my favorite Thai food restaurant, all the different houses that were on the coast. Yeah, it was pretty intense to see the devastation, but we don't need to get too... sad about it.
Well, no, but it's important to bring up awareness about those kinds of things. And I believe the fires are in that area are done. Are they?
Yeah,
those
right
are all
now.
Contained. Because I'd read about some other things going on, and I don't. It's hard to keep track of it.
Now it's the rain and the mudslides.
Now it's the rain and the mudslides.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to going back to and I'm going a couple of days early so that I can hit up Santa Monica. Sitting on the beach of Santa Monica and eating mango dipped in tahini is like one of my favorite things to do in the world. So I will be doing that a day early.
I did get chastised for not getting a burrito, but I did, the first thing I ate when I landed was In-N-Out. But I don't eat meat, so it was like an In-N-Out burger without the burger, which is what I would do.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
okay.
Still delicious.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah,
awesome. Okay, so then you're done with that area, right? 16 years. And then what happens?
I go to UNCW, so North Carolina in Wilmington.
Yes.
As the Associate Vice Chancellor for Community Engagement and the Arts. So I oversaw Keenan Auditorium, which is our 1,200-seat theater. So we did a lot of different programming with our art departments and brought in some really cool performers. Almost had Brandi Carlile before she got big.
Mm.
We had, who passed away? Oh, gosh. John Prine.
Oh, you know.
Was going to come, and then he passed from COVID, right?
Yeah, so here's an interesting thing about John Prine, too. So I, this is probably 6 years ago, I bought tickets to the Grand Ole Opry 6 months in advance. And when you buy tickets that in advance, you don't know who's going to be there.
Yeah.
And it was because I was going to be I was taking a tour of Tennessee. I wanted to go see Memphis and Dollywood and all that stuff. And so I bought tickets to go see the Grand Ole Opry, and I didn't know who was going to be there. And it wound up being John Prine.
Whoa.
Was there that night.
In
so
the
I
Grand
saw
Ole
him.
Opry.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Incredible.
And this is right before the COVID pandemic. So I think it was one of his last performances, and he was amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's John Prine's a national treasure, and it's very sad that he had passed away. Okay, so Vice Chancellor,
Associate Vice Chancellor.
So wait a minute. So let me ask a question because I've always these things are always totally intriguing to me. Associate vice chancellor.
Right.
So that means that there's...
people above me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
So, okay, so explain the difference here between these. Because, once again, higher admin is super interesting to me.
Okay.
Especially with the nomenclature of, like, people's, the titles of things, right? Like, yeah. Oh, hey, what do you, what? So, associate vice chancellor. Who was above you at this?
So, vice chancellors and the chancellor. So, there's the chancellor. In the UNC system, it's different. So, we don't have a president. We have a chancellor.
Okay. So, what is the difference?
There's really no difference, except for the system level, it's the president of the system. And then for the campus level, it's chancellors. Here, it's presidents and our chancellor is the chancellor of the system.
I see. So it's like it flipped around.
Yeah.
Okay, chancellor. And then there's the vice chancellor, who's like the vice president, but not this.
Right. There's usually a cabinet. So there's the chancellor of the institution, and then there's their executive cabinet. So here, it's our president, and then we have our vice presidents. So Enrique, who's coming, is our, or who came already,
yeah,
is our provost
here.
And vice president of academic affairs.
Oh, okay.
So he's on the executive cabinet along with, like, Lachlan, who's in charge of facilities.
Yep.
And so it's the cabinet that oversees the entire institution.
Okay.
And then we're in academic affairs.
Yes.
So I'm part of the academic affairs provost team.
That's right.
As a dean. But in the new, as associate vice chancellor, I was part of the provost team and the chancellor's team. Because I was in community engagement, which is kind of a big thing for presidents or chancellors.
Sure. Wow. Interesting. Yeah, I was just fine. It was funny because when I asked students, like even I had the provost on the other day and one of my students.
They have no idea who we are.
I was like, oh, hey. That was funny because I was like, you should listen to my radio show this morning because I have the provost on, who's really cool. And they're like, what's a provost? And I was like, the provost is really important. Really important. You know, everybody's really important here. It's a well-oiled machine, and everybody, including the student, is super important. Because if the student's not here, then they can't do their job. So, it's interesting. So, okay, before we get to what you do, so you're at the associate vice chancellor at University of North Carolina.
In Wilmington.
Wilmington, where my parents lived for a long time.
It's beautiful.
Awesome there. Okay, and then what happens after?
I realized I wanted to come back to the Northeast. And I loved my job. I loved my team. It was a hard decision to make, but I wanted to get closer to academic affairs and closer into working with curriculum and students and, you know, the impact that I could have as a dean is a different impact that you have when you're working in the community. So I made that decision to look into the Northeast and get back home to New York. So,
and here you are.
And here I am. I do an accent from every state, if you like.
Oh, really?
I'm just kidding. I could do the Long Island accent.
Yeah, I can hear that.
Yeah. That's usually only when I get mad.
Yeah, that's I just make sense. super crazy.
Which is rare. I rarely get mad.
Yeah, I suppose in upper admin, you have to kind of keep your cool most of the time. One thing I've noticed is having to, I guess, as a faculty member, right, we would have these meetings, and I think I said this to the provost, too. We would have meetings, and then they would go, oh, by the way, the president or the provost or the dean is coming to the meeting today, and people would go, oh boy! You know, like, and wondering what, you know, that this
like
was,
we're in trouble. Or we have more work to do.
Yeah, right. Like, why are they coming? Is always the question. And you know, as I kind of go through my life being an educator, I welcome it. You know, because it's always interesting and important to find out what's going on the upper part of things, and then. You know, a lot of the times it's also the thing, it's like a police officer. Mm. Like when you see a.
Oh my God. Well, there's him a wrestler now, police officer.
Can
we have a new one at the end?
Yeah, we can have it. We can have an awesome one at the end. Well, if you think about it.
Police officers are awesome.
They are.
And wrestlers are awesome. So.
And wrestlers are awesome. But if you're driving down the street, right, and there's a police officer driving in back of you, like your general feeling is like,
Okay, what is gonna, what are they going to pull me over for, right? Which is not the feeling that anybody should have, because it's the feeling that these people are here to help you. And I think as students, as professors, we need to realize that the upper admin is here to help us, not here to whatever. Unfortunately, a lot of the times, they also have to deal the bad news, which is I would always feel... for me, that's hard. That would be hard for me to do. That must be a hard thing to do from time to time, right?
Yeah, it's difficult. It's I got into administration so I could help change the system.
Yeah.
Not to reinforce things that are not positive, right? So I want to certainly support the initiatives that are dedicated to our student success, and so that's why I got into administration. Why I wanted to get closer to academic affairs. And I think at an institution like this, we can make a big difference. But it has to be done in collaboration with our faculty and our staff and our students. Like, what do people actually want? What change do they actually want to see?
Yes.
And so I walk, I think, a nice tight rope between being an advocate and a very, I think my colleagues would say, I'm a pretty vocal advocate for our faculty and staff and students.
I agree.
And then also we get charges from SUNY that we have to implement X, Y, and Z. And so I'm on that team too, trying to figure out ways. And their mission is the same, is around student success. So, but oftentimes it doesn't feel that way because it is a hierarchical system, which is inherently... the person's out to get me, which is not at all.
No.
At least not how I see it. I'm trying to create a more collaborative, creative environment that's not so top-down heavy.
Yeah, and I also find that the admin now is very transparent, and this is very helpful for us.
Yeah.
There are times in the past, and I'm not going to say names or whatever, where I felt like it wasn't necessarily, and it was tough to be like, oh, somebody's not showing up, but you're there, the provost is there, the president is there, and I feel like everybody's approachable, which is awesome, which is one of the reasons I wanted to have everybody on the show, to be like, hey, these are just, these are regular people doing these extraordinary jobs, that are tough also as well. But they're approachable, and you should get to know them and talk to everybody. And so how many deans do we have here?
We have four. So we have three school deans and then our librarian, our dean of the library is Darren Chase. So we have Mark Davies for the school. He's going to kill me because I'm going to get this wrong. Education. Education.
You can just go over there.
And I know it's sports sciences at the end, but now I'm forgetting. That's terrible. I'm sorry, Mark, and I'm sorry to school.
Can't remember everything. That's why we have the internet.
And then Tracy Allen's in school sciences. That's much easier.
Yes.
And then I'm the dean for liberal arts and business.
Liberal arts and business. So if I look at what's the department list underneath your pull-down menu?
There are
right?
13 departments. So ALS, Africana Latinx Studies, art. English,
you can get all 13.
Economics, history. How many are two right now?
That's five.
music.
Yeah.
Communication and media studies.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Like art, like drama,
theater,
right?
Uh-huh. MassCom.
You said it was in com, did, right? MassCom.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of them. I mean, that's a good amount.
I won't ask you. They're going to kill me now, too.
No, they're not.
Blanking. I haven't had enough coffee. Oh, my goodness.
Point being is that's a lot of departments.
Yeah, 13
departments. And I believe we used to have more deans. I thought we did.
There used to be five, at one point.
There was, and then they condensed.
Oh, we'll have business, of course.
And business.
So they used to be their own school of business, and then they condensed liberal arts, humanities, and business together.
Very cool. So with that being said, typical day for you.
Okay. Typical day for me is packed back-to-back with meetings.
With meetings.
I'm trying to find time to eat lunch. I don't eat lunch half the time.
You should. That's an important meal.
You should eat that one. I usually just get to dinner. It's usually what I get to. But really, it's about, I mean, it depends on the day, but it can vary from student concerns, faculty concerns, to developing programming, looking over curriculum. I mean, it just goes, but a lot of it is about the our community, right? It's about how do we talk with our students and our faculty to make sure that people are doing well and thriving.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of the work. I'm also in a lot of conversations with donors, with alumni of our
donors.
Institution.
Oh, okay.
Trying to raise money for great causes. And
yes.
So those conversations are really important. The inclusion of an associate dean was to really help get out of the day-to-day, like, minutia, and for the associate dean to help our chairs who run the departments. And I think that's my associate dean is Dr. Brett Heindel from Political Science, one of the departments.
Yep.
Philosophy is another one of the departments.
Oh, there we go. That's 11,
there,
by the way.
I
keep track.
And then, yeah, so he's been really supportive of our chairs and getting the work done around things that I just honestly can't get to. And so it's been really great to have him on our team.
Awesome.
Yeah.
One favorite thing about the job. Not the favorite thing, but a favorite thing about the job.
I love celebrating what our people are doing. Like, our school's incredible. So
I will agree.
We have faculty that are, you know, internationally recognized, that are so dedicated to our students. And so that's my favorite thing, is to see what comes out of each department and the successes that come out of each department. So that's the obviously one of the things that I'm really focused on right now are what are our micro affirmations around joy. Because we're so, a lot of us are, everyone is so tired, right? And there's, we can sit in the needs and the I won't call them complaints, because they're not just complaints, because they're valid a lot of the times. But we can sit there and only there, but often we get stuck there. And so if we don't have the opportunity to talk about the joyful things and the things around that are really awesome about the community and the kindness that comes out around this community and the collaborations, that's what I really want us to remember. Because otherwise we are just stuck in the this sucks or this hurts or this, you know. So how do we move from that to, and this is also incredible what we just did. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this school. I've been, this is my 27th year here, and
yeah.
it's just like, I don't know, every day I wake up and I'm like, this is an amazing spot to be
in. Yeah, it really is.
I went to the Chamber of Commerce dinner last night that was in at the Foothills.
Nice.
And, you know, just seeing all the community members and people from the county. But when I walked out, a couple things. I guess I didn't realize maybe we have some kind of compost thing on campus here.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah, that I didn't know anything about. Like, I found out about this last
Rachel
night.
Rachel could probably tell you all about it.
That's right. And it was
and Gavin could probably tell. I saw Gavin this morning at
Bugsy. Worms for something. I forgot what the name of the, there's a new company. It's called Worms for Something. But it won one of these chambered things last night about the compost, but getting, you know, discarded food and making compost. But I guess they're on campus. Like there's the big big compost this year.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's right near our dining halls, right?
I had no idea. But when I walked out, I saw the bus terminal downtown. I don't know if you've seen it with the giant.
I think it looks
colorful
incredible.
Letters. And it looks awesome.
Yeah.
And it makes me so happy to see that. I just find joy in it. And
yeah.
And I think little things like that, even though some people are like, oh, you could have spent the money on whatever. Like, it's super important that we have that, because
it's
super important just to be like,
accessible.
I've been to other college communities too, more so moving towards New York City, and some of them are just drab looking. They're just gray.
Yeah.
You know, and they've done so much work up here at SUNY Oneonta, and it looks, aesthetics are important for the mind, you know, like to make you feel like,
you're part of a beautiful community, yeah.
That's right. If everything's the same color or whatever, I mean, there's got to be some kind of mental connection with all that, and I probably get some.
Well, that's why jails look that way, right?
Yeah.
They're gray for a reason.
Yeah. What if they made all the jails colorful?
That could actually have a positive impact on the people that might be incarcerated.
Imagine that. Imagine if it was all like rainbow colors everywhere
and
inside
how
of a jail.
Actually, yeah, rehabilitate. That'd be great.
Right? It'd be an interesting take on things. Mm-hmm. Okay, so a couple other questions before I have to wrap this up. So, things that...
I need like a call out for that.
That's right. does when she is not deaning.
Okay.
So favorite things to do when you're not deaning.
Oh my goodness.
Do you do things when you're not deaning?
It's funny because I have two. I'm a single mom of twins that are 3.5. So what do I do when I'm not deaning? Is I'm with my kids.
Yeah. That's a lot.
Yeah, and they're lovely and fun and crazy and...
3.5, what do they like to do? What are their favorite things?
Is it tantrum?
Fine, tantrum's fine. That's a good thing. Yeah, tantrum.
I'm just teasing. No, they love to be outdoors. They love to explore. They're really active girls. They just are... The questions they're starting to ask me are just really fun.
Yes. It's always
the curiosity is gets me. I'm like, oh wow, I would never have thought to ask why this is on the bottom of this and what does it do, and so it brings me back into the present moment to be with my kids.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a huge fan of Carl Sagan, and he was always and Mr. Rogers, and they are two wonderful people who are always. Do not silence kids, and when they ask questions, don't just say, because.
Right.
These questions are important because they see stuff at a different thing than we do. We take the things for granted, and sometimes you just wonder, you don't even know the answer to it. Like, why is it that way? Is it just a human construct, or is there a reason why we put it there, you know? And it's really important, I think, to pay attention to the children and not dismiss
I'm
them.
I'm going to tell you a funny story.
Yes.
So my friend was in town, and he had opened this book, and he was showing my daughter Maisie the mushroom growing. And she's like, why do they grow there? And so we started talking about, you know, rain and water and how things grow and just kind of at this base level. And she's like, why? And I just kept trying to find another answer, and the answer is never really good enough because they really want to know more complexity, but they don't really get the complexity. So I said, well, honey, do you know what an ecosystem is? And I showed my sister the video. She was just cracking up. She's like, you literally just asked your 3.5-year-old what an ecosystem is? And I'm like, oh, I didn't have another answer for her question. Yes. So I just went really meta on her.
Yeah.
But she said no, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No, kids ask. I mean, I have two children, and they were just so inquisitive about things. And I try to remember when they ask things to not be. Sometimes it's hard. You know, you're busy, and you're a parent, and you're trying to, especially if you're a single parent, and, you know, you're trying to, like, deal with all this stuff. And, like, you're like, okay, I don't know right now, you know. But we got to remember to pull back and then. These are really important questions.
Yeah.
And this is the part of also just being an educator. Like, it's important when they ask these questions, you know, like, hey, we need to do the same thing with our students.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's 100% the same thing. They're here. They're paying money to ask questions and do things. And we need to be responsive with that as well.
Yeah.
In the few minutes we have left, here we go.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Quick, maybe rapid fire. I don't know. Favorite three places to eat in the area. Does not have to be Oneonta necessarily.
Okay. I'm new to the area, so I've been here a year and a half. So if you have any suggestions, let me know. But I love the Thai place downtown. It's delicious.
Simply Thai, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
The
drunken noodles are really good.
Yes. And then I lived in... When I first moved here, I moved to Delhi thinking it would be a really easy commute.
Yeah.
It says it's an easy commute, like in mileage, but in reality,
you
got to
go over
not.
The mountain.
Right. Everyone just said Franklin Mountain. Franklin Mountain's not the problem. It's the one right near Marydale that's the problem because the plowing.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of curvy and whatever.
Yeah, that's the big one.
That's the big one.
But I love their pizza company out there. And it's really good. I love pizza. I'm a New Yorker, so.
Sure.
Yeah, it's fine.
We have decent pizza here.
Yeah.
For not New York City.
I've heard there's the debate between, what, Sal's?
Sal's and Tito's?
Yeah.
So here's the thing is, and now Sal's just got retaken over by the owner that had had it for a long time. It was off the grid for a little bit. If you like a thin, crispy crust, that's Tito's.
Got it.
If you want a thicker, meatier pie, that's Sal's.
Okay.
And this is what I've always found. So it depends on how hungry. If I'm really hungry, I'll go to Sal's.
Yeah.
Because I'll get a couple slices there, and it's super filling. Once again, if I want something a little bit more just crunchy and snappy, I'll go to Tino's.
Yeah. That's good to know.
There's a bunch of other pizza places that are great, too.
Yeah.
Have you been to Azul yet? Do you know Azul?
I have. That is delicious.
Azul's amazing.
Yeah. So that could be my top three.
Well, awesome. You should also, if you haven't checked out Star Mix.
Oh, I haven't.
They're on Chestnut Street. Greek food. It's amazing. Yum. The falafel there is really good.
Okay.
That's one of my other go-tos.
Are we sponsored by?
Yeah, sponsored by. Am I allowed to even say that stuff? I guess so. I think I'm allowed to say that that it's awesome. I love Star Mix. And they're super sweet people. And there's a lot of really good food up here. Of course, there's a ton of Italian places and so forth that are also amazing. So in the 2 minutes or so that we have left, if you're going to listen to some music, right, who are you going to put on? Who have you seen live? Do you get a chance to ever go see music live? If you do, what does the Dean enjoy?
My goodness. My music taste runs the gamut, I think, so I don't have, like, a go-to. Maybe I need music that is very calming when I get home.
Okay.
So folksy, southern music is kind of where I go. So, like, do you know Mandolin Orange? And they're now called Watch House. Have you heard them?
I do not, but I will look them up.
They are really, really talented. So a lot of fiddle, a lot of strings. I really like string instruments and how they sound in music. So, of course, you know, if we go old school, we go to Beatles.
That's my daughter's favorite band.
Yeah. And then I do love some really good blues music. So I saw, who did I see live? B.B. King live.
Amazing.
At one point in Reno, Nevada.
In Reno. I haven't been to Reno. I was talking about this.
Reno is awesome.
I haven't been there yet.
Reno has had a resurgence, so there are some really cool artists in Reno. So
cool.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Dean Janine Minjay. Yes. I don't know if there's another. I'm trying to think of something else, but I'll have you on again at some point in the future. So before I leave and put on the PSA, I'm going to Reno.
Yep.
I'm spinning the wheel. Am I choosing red or black?
Oh, black.
Awesome. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Rock and or roll.
I know going through finals could feel like this. Well, hopefully listening to WOMY Oneonta 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio will help relieve some of the stress. Don't forget to keep it locked.
I'll have you know, I stubbed my toe last week while watering my spice garden.
The entire world watched.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And humanity saw that the sky was not the limit. Achievement. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here's some events to look forward to this week.